Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is from our gospel reading from Matthew 14, the feeding of the 5,000, where Jesus said about the crowds, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." And the disciples said to him, "We have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And today we consider that Jesus and we are to look to heaven. Jesus looked to heaven, and we too are looking to heaven. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there is a story of a traveler who came to a road that was going up a hill, and on this road were many people carrying bricks. And he stopped one of them and said, "Sir, what are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm carrying bricks. Every day I carry bricks. I get a load, I take them up the hill, I go down, get another. I did it yesterday. I'm doing it today. I'll be doing it tomorrow. The way it's going, probably I'll be doing it for a year. Years. Because the pay's good enough, and I keep carrying bricks." And the man kept going on up the hill. Well, he asked the next man, also loaded down with a load of bricks, "Well, what are you doing?" Well, this man gave a different answer. He said, "Well, I'm building a cathedral." Both men gave accurate answers. But one was looking down to himself and his own needs and what he was. Another one was looking up. And he was building a cathedral, a place where people could see God. Consider this as we see what God is doing in our text. And perhaps also we can see, what would he have us do? Are doing hard work? Is that what life is? Hard work that just has no end, where we hope to get what we need for one day? Or is God building something up in us and building something up through us? Now in our text, Jesus had gone to a desolate place after the death of John the Baptist to mourn. Pray. And with John being dead, it might have been a time for people, the crowds, to give up hope. After all, the prophet sent by God, he'd been killed. Where would their hope be for the future if God didn't even protect his own? And yet, oddly enough, here the crowds do what is right. They looked up to heaven. The crowds followed where Christ went, even to a desolate place. They didn't come looking for food. They didn't come looking to continue the daily grind. They came looking for what only Christ could provide: the presence of God in their lives. And Jesus looked at them, the crowds that had gathered, and he had compassion. He knew that they could go nowhere but to him, that they were like sheep without a shepherd. And as they looked up to Christ, he showed them God's compassion. He showed them their God. He healed their sick. He healed them. God did not turn his back on those who sought him. See, these people, they looked for God to build the cathedral. They said their prayer as they came to him, to Jesus, and God in Christ, he builds one. He makes a people. He makes a place for his dwelling. He heals those who come. when the crowd and Jesus' eyes are lifted up, but the disciples, the 12, they can't yet lift their eyes so high on their own. And we might call it an occupational hazard in the ministry, particularly for pastors even. We find that if we represent God, sometimes we get confused. We confuse ourselves with God. And we replace God with us and our efforts. In fact, that's how someone sometimes can write a book titled, I believe, Can Pastors Be Saved? And that might be reading a little bit too much into the text. It might be. But really, the disciples can't look beyond their own hands at this time. They can't look beyond their own abilities. They can't look beyond what they have the ability to do and what the problem is right now. And their problem right now is food. And they don't have enough. They tell Jesus to send the crowd away. It's a desolate place. The day has ended. And there is no food. Send the crowd away. Let them buy for themselves. The people came seeking what could only be found in God, and the disciples were ready to send the people away and say, well, you're better off looking out for yourself. See, the disciples here are only seeing the bricks that need to be moved. So Jesus starts raising their eyes a little bit. He says, you give them something to eat. But they're still looking only at what their own hands can carry, at the bricks that they have. We have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. So Jesus practically has to grab their heads and say, look up, look up. And says, bring them here to me. Bring them here to me, what you have. Then he ordered the crowd to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven. Just as he was teaching the disciples to look up to heaven, he did so himself. He didn't do it because this was a command that they were supposed to follow. He did it because that's what the people of God do. They look up. And he looked up and said a blessing. Jesus didn't look to the loaves. He didn't look to the fish. He looked to heaven and said a blessing. And he calls his disciples through his example. And he calls his disciples through his words to do the same, and he calls us to do the same. To look to heaven, not to what limits we have, what we can do with our own hands, but says, look to heaven. See what God can do. And he still continued to teach the disciples, and he still involved the disciples. Though 5 loaves and 2 fish weren't enough, yet they were when he looked to heaven. Though 12 men weren't enough, yet when called by God, when empowered by them, they would do his work, even when they didn't understand. And Jesus broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. Well, we know the rest of the story. We know this story well. 5,000 were fed and were satisfied, not including the women and children. 12 baskets were collected from what was left over. Christ had looked to heaven, and God provided abundantly. God showed that he was all that the people needed. He showed the truth when Jesus said at a different time, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The people who sought God, even in a desolate place, they were satisfied. And God used the works of hands. He used the bricks. He used two fish. He used five loaves. He used 12 disciples. And what did he do? He made a cathedral. He made a place where people could see God. He made a place. He made the people to be God's people himself, a place where he could dwell. And the people ate and were satisfied. And we often look at this story and say, look how God watches out for our daily bread. But the point is not to go ahead and get us to look at the loaves, to look at the 12 baskets. The point is to say we can look up and see God and he will provide. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. If God can save even sinners like us, he can surely make sure we get fed. So seek him. So often instead we're busy looking down. Looking at what we can do. Looking at how we can be fed. We look and say that what's going on at the farm is too important and I can't get to church. Or that what's going on in some sport is so important that I can't get to church. God will understand. And God's big enough. Yes, he can take care of people. But he says, lift your eyes and see me. And we're not going to see him in nature, in the farm. And we're not going to see him at a sporting event. We're going to see him where he says he'll be found. In his word and in his sacrament. So gather there. There is no better place for you to be this morning than to be here, hearing God's word. So often we look and say, what I need, and we look out for it and say, well, I need to continue to make money. I need to watch out for my children's education. I need to make sure that they can be part of a team. And God says, I start by giving you my word and my son, and I give him to you through my word. And I will be your portion. So often we reduce ourselves to being just brick carriers. And we do what we think we need to be fed, and we even think that's what we're doing for God. That he said do it, so we'll do it, and we don't see what God is doing, and we don't actually do what he said. The disciples were not merely there to act as waiters. They were there to learn from God so they could proclaim him. And they did. Even at the cost of their lives. If we look at ourselves as brick carriers and what we're going to get out of it, we're going to find that we'll think the world offers better wages than what God offers. But that's because we don't count highly life and forgiveness of sins, which God alone gives. Truly, there is no better place to be than in the presence of God, where his word is preached, where sins are forgiven, where we are healed and fed with Christ's body and blood. It's not just a command or a job to carry bricks. It's seeing that God has built his cathedral. He has built in his son a people, holy and set apart and saved them. He didn't look to the needs of the moment, to what the world says people need, but he looked to what people really needed. Forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, and he gave them in his son. His son on the cross needed air. Jesus on the cross needed air, but he gave up the last of his air to cry out, it is finished, that the world would live. And he built his church. He built a cathedral. He brought his people into God's presence. Jesus needed his blood to keep living. But instead he shed his blood on that cross for you, that you could live. And he built his cathedral, he built his church, he built his people. and showed them God. God comes to be with us in Christ. He came down to be with us that we could be lifted up to be with Him. What He calls us to today. To see what God does as He looks to heaven. That He does take the 5 loaves. He takes the 2 fish. He takes the 12 men who don't yet understand even all that God is doing. And because they are in God's hands, they are more than enough. Not only for people to be fed, for people to be healed, for them to see God and live, for them not to be lost in the desolate place of the world, but to have a home with Him in heaven. See what God has lifted before your eyes, that you are His people, the sheep of His pasture. And when He says, you give them something to eat, be willing to use what you have, your 5 loaves and 2 fish. Don't look for them and say, it's not enough. Look to heaven and say, God, give me all that I need if you'd have me do this. Because God is calling you to minister to more than 5,000. To all those who do not yet know, and there are a lot in this world. And He says that when you give what He's given you into His hands, He'll provide. It will be enough. And in Christ, the world is healed. In Christ, the people eat and are satisfied. So look up. Seek Christ. Here at church, certainly. Seek Him also in your eating and drinking. Let it remind you of how He takes care of you, how He's given you all that you need. Seek Him in your coming in and your going out. See the people who are stuck in a desolate place and have compassion. Look up and share what God has given. Look up. You have enough. Christ is your sustenance. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you always. Amen.